Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Crime Fighters. Hello again and welcome back to Crime Fighters, click on the link. Last time, Candy, Zawadi's best friend, told the police where to find their classmate Nina, who was brought in for questioning. She confessed that she wanted to upset Zawadi's relationship with Matu by using a fake social media account to make him jealous. She claims that she wasn't behind the attack on Zawadi. Candy is still convinced that tracing Zawadi's digital footprints may shed light on who actually stabbed her. Today's episode, Joining the Dots, begins with Candy and her friend Tembo, the IT expert, as they start looking beyond Zawadi's social media presence.
I'm sorry. I've been so busy these last 2 days, Candy.
It's all right. I understand. I've been a bit busy too. Officer Bezos said she'll approve me visiting Matu soon, and I've been going to see Zawadi as well.
You're a good friend. Zawadi is lucky to have you. By the way, thank you for insisting I check up on Zake, the guy from Tuari, the social media site.
Oh! How did that go?
Turns out it was a fake account.
What? Did you find out who was behind it? Could he have done this to Zawadi?
We found out who it is, but the case hasn't been solved yet. We are still looking for the person who stabbed Zawadi. But, Candy, you know I shouldn't be talking to you about the case.
I'm so curious. But okay, I won't ask more questions so that you don't refuse to help me this time.
You know, I'll always help you, Candy.
I know. So, I borrowed Zawadi's laptop from her parents.
What are you planning to do with it?
I want you to access her email account and look for new information. Who knows? Maybe there's something in there that will tell us who did it.
Matu, how are you doing today?
Not good, Officer Obi. I keep telling you I'm innocent, but you don't believe me.
I'm here because I have some more questions.
I really don't know what else I can tell you, sir. I've told you everything I know. I've given you details of everything I did that evening.
Did Zawadi ever ask you for money?
Well, yes. Sometimes she'd be short of cash for lunch, and she'd ask me to bail her out.
How often did she ask to be bailed out?
Not too often.
Did she ever ask you for money for anything other than snacks and food?
No, never. She's very disciplined about her spending.
So you had no idea that she had gone to a friend, your classmate Nina, to ask for 60,000?
What? Why would she need that much money? Her parents took good care of her.
It's good that you brought us Zawadi's laptop, Candy. That could be really useful. Let me turn it on. Now, let's just hope that she made some of the common mistakes.
What common mistakes, Tembo?
For a start, no password needed to access the desktop. This is going to be fun. Most people leave their computer with no password, which means absolutely anyone can access it.
Yes, that's true. But I think Zawadi was sharing this laptop with her brother, so maybe she didn't want to set up a password.
It doesn't matter how many people are using the laptop. You can create different accounts for them. That way their information can remain private. You, as the administrator, are able to see that information.
True. I have two accounts on my laptop. A guest account and a private account.
I see you're not like most people. Now, let's check her online history. I bet she never deleted the sites she visited.
How can you be so sure?
Just a guess. Let's see. Here we have her online activity for the past month. It looks like she did delete some things. Now, what have we here? Just as I thought, she stayed logged into her email as well.
Me too. It's more convenient. Instead of keying in your password every time you use your email account, you just stay logged in on your browser and you're good to go.
No. This is one of the most dangerous things you can do, Candy. Once you allow the browser to remember the password, anyone can turn on your computer and access your emails.
Ah, you're right. I never thought about that. Can we check our emails now?
And here we are.
These are some messages from class about our assignments. But the rest are spam, spam, spam.
Looks like she deleted some emails too. Look at the dates.
Ah, you're right. Hey, look. I didn't know she had got a scholarship. Open this one.
The classic scam mail.
What are you talking about? This looks legit. It says here, African Young Women's Scholarships Board. Zawadi and I were both applying for scholarships. She must have forgotten to tell me when she got this. Last semester? Wow.
Candy, don't get carried away. This doesn't look real.
What?
Yes. Just look at the URL address. If this was legit, you'd be able to see the website when you hover over the link with the mouse. Like this. But even without looking for the website, you can see it's just a weird URL address. ay.wsb-real.com.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, anyone can open a fake website. In this case, she could have searched for the website on the internet after receiving the email and should have found out whether this so-called organization exists or not. But legitimate offers will normally come from an organization's official email address.
Ah, okay, so it would have been something like info@aywsb.org.
Exactly. The domain name will usually be the name of the organization, not something like real.com. Let's see what it says.
You're one of the top 10 finalists to accept this offer. Kindly respond to this email and fill in the attached form.
Name, date of birth, bank account, ID number, or a scan of the back page of your passport, telephone number. Wow. I hope she didn't give out this information.
I don't think she would. But let's check and see.
We don't have any other emails from them. Maybe there was something in the one she deleted. But most people forget to delete their sent emails. Let's see what we can find in the sent folder. Zawadi. What did you do?
What is it?
She responded. See this one. She gave them all her details, and they seem to have corresponded for a while. And in this one, they are telling her they've verified everything with the school, and she only needs to answer 2 security questions. In this other email, she's asking them if they've already deposited the money.
Oh, no. You should never give out your personal details in response to such emails.
These thieves are so smart. I think the security questions are the ones Zawadi used for her online banking.
Could be. I remember I had to answer these questions when I started using online banking, around the same time Zawadi did.
Did Zawadi have any money problems last semester?
Not that I know of. Why?
Because her bank account has been cleaned out.
What?
Look at the last email she sent them. I know you are scammers. Please return my money. It was meant for my school fees. Please.
Oh, no. How could she get scammed? She of all people, she's such a bright student.
Sometimes even nice and intelligent people get carried away by the promise of good things. It looks as if Zawadi got scammed.
But how did she pay her fees then? She's never missed school because of that.
Now that's what we need to find out.
And on that dramatic note, we end this episode of our Crime Fighter series, Click on the Link. To hear what happens next, tune in to our next episode. As always, you can listen to this or other episodes on our webpage, dw.com/crimefighters. Also, get connected with us and other Crime Fighters fans by liking our Facebook page and let us know what you think of this series. Until next time, be well.
Crime Fighters.